Wicca, wicca.
Ready or not?
The Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
It's the new way to get you going in the morning.
Smile
90.4
FM.
Dan Nicol, good morning.
Woo-hoo. Good morning. This is super exciting. This is my first time in the Smile Studios.
I know.
Fantastic.
We feel like you're an extension to the show, because every time you're out and about, we talk to you, but you're finally here in studio with us, and you don't just come along, you come bearing gifts.
Well, I kind of have to. I've never seen a place that's got so many photos of one radio host in one place. Ryan O'Connor everywhere. Maybe a few less of the swimsuit ones would be my recommendation, but lovely touch nonetheless.
Dan, it's so lekker having you in Cape Town. And obviously, again, you know, we're either talking about two things whenever you're on, about where you're off to in the world, but it'll always be to do something of a kind-hearted nature, to being involved with somebody or something that's doing good in the community. And it's how I've got to know you over the 20 plus years that I've been a part of your life. And here you are doing good things again. Johnson Foundation. Tell us about this before I open this. It just says on your Johnson Foundation Unbox Joy. What have you brought us?
So a few years ago, a slightly less famous Ryan Reynolds, was invited to an event. I think it was in LA. Hugh Jackman was also there. And Ryan made the kind of mistake that you or I should never make with each other, which is ask the other person what the dress code was. So naturally, Hugh Jackman told him, it's Christmas, go Christmas overboard, completely Christmas. And Ryan Reynolds arrived in a Christmas jumper and everybody else was in black tie. So it caused much mirth, but that sparked an idea with Ryan Reynolds, and he created a Christmas jumper that he then sold for charity, for a charity in Canada. And I thought, well, this is a really cool idea. We can do something similar in South Africa. So I approached a guy called Nick Johnson. His family started Johnson Workwear. It's a wonderful South African success story.
Yeah.
And a very proudly South African team. And I wasn't sure if they did something like this, because they're kind of a workwear brand. Then I went to one of their stores and realized, actually, they're more like a fashion house. They've got really, really cool stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, look, this is what I'd like to do. He said, well, you know what? We just happen to have a knitwear factory. We can do this. So we've created a really cool, slightly Bridget Jones-like Christmas jumper. It's called the Jumper for Joy, and it runs through the Nicol Foundation, which is my foundation.
Yes.
And all of the proceeds from this go to two spaces. Johnson Workwear have their own foundation, the Johnson Foundation, that does a lot of community work, and then an organization that's very close to my heart, which is Reach for a Dream. And Ryan, you've helped Reach for a Dream a huge amount over the years. I sit on the exco for Reach for a Dream, and it's just a way to bring some joy to Christmas for people who maybe otherwise might not have had quite so much of it, and have some fun along the way. And as you open it, you'll see there's a card in there. And if you turn that around, that card has got a picture drawn by one of the Reach for a Dream kids with their dream. Just to drive home why having some fun, wearing a cool Christmas jumper is going to help some kids this Christmas. So.
This is, folks, I can't. I'll put videos online. Rick's shooting one now for social media. The jersey is so cool. It is. Do you know what? I've always seen Christmassy jerseys with a little reindeer on and festive. But you always go like, who sells them? Where can you get them? Now, not only can you get them, but you can get them and know that when you get them, you're doing some good work. Dan, how do people get their hands on this?
These are available either in the Johnson stores. There's one just down the road from us in Pardon Island. They're 23 across the country. Or you can go online and they're available. Free delivery.
That's amazing.
And just, I think, a cool thing, you know, get them for your family and for that Christmas photo you send out or get them for staff. So, really happy to bring some along, show to you guys. And they're not, it's a really good quality piece. I think it's 499 Rand.
Now
I got to get one for my boy. Boyfriend. So he's going to be like, wow, you've got one. I need one too. So it's great.
This was my plan.
Folks, amazing. You know what? It really is a great quality garment, but it's so cool. It's so festive. My girls are going to love this. Merry Christmas on the back and a really cool Rudolph.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And Father Christmas, who looks a lot like our boss over there. He looks a lot like the Father Christmas in this. But this is so cool. Dan, I want to talk a little bit about, I know you've been so busy. You have been with one of my my idols, Tom Chaplin, on stage a couple. He's coming to Cape Town with Keane next year.
Yeah, he is.
And I'm hoping that I'm going to swing you down to Cape Town for that concert so I can at least get to meet him when he's here.
So yeah, Tom and I have actually got some golf booked for when he's down.
Oh,
so,
you've got to squeeze me into a four ball, please.
Well, I thought you could caddy for Tom.
Done.
Because I've seen you you play golf.
Absolutely. I'd rather caddy. Probably for best for everyone's sake if I caddied.
I have to tell you, Tom is an extraordinary guy. He is not just great fun. He's got one of the most enchanting voices in music. Spot but he's on. Also, he's been through a hell of a lot and he's very open about it. Yes. And I had him on the Danical show a couple of years ago and he was speaking about very, very openly, very frankly, his time in Cocaine Anonymous and his time with his struggles and his battles. And he's a really good role model because he's been through a hell of a lot. He's not he doesn't try and cover it up.
Yeah.
He's in a fantastic space now and he's great fun to hang out with. But just a really, really good guy to talk to and to chat to. So, look forward to introducing you.
It's been a crazy year this year for you.
Yeah.
And recovering from injury.
Thank you. I'd almost forgotten about that.
Yeah,
it's been a really, really fun year. It was always going to be a slightly different year. At the end of last year, after 16 seasons, we decided to take a break from the Danical show. Had a lot of fun with it. Really, really did. Got to tell some great stories with people like yourself, guests from all over the world. But it's a lot of work, and it was the right time to take a bit of a break. Bright Rock had been amazing.
Yes.
But we decided, right, let's have a little bit of break. And to be honest, I'm not sure where I would have squeezed in a couple of seasons of a television show this year because there has been a lot of travel, a lot of adventure, and got to do some really cool stuff. And you mentioned that cycling. That was a big one because, as you said, I'd snapped the Achilles last year. I hadn't done any exercise. Yeah. You know, and it's not a great space. You're putting a bit of weight and you don't feel the best. And I needed something to really get me back on my feet. And my medical team did not want me to do this, partly because they just had a look at me and thought this person should not be on a bicycle. but they also weren't sure how the leg would hold up. But I said to them, look, I'll do two things. If I feel the foot is sore, I'll stop straight away.
Yeah.
If the rest of me is sore, well, that's me just being fat and unfit. So, got on the bike in London. The guys who were running the ride, there were 180 of us with the great Ron Rutland finishing his third and final race to Rugby World Cup from London to Paris. And the guy said, look, it's quite a gentle day. It's not too long. And there are only 12 climbs the whole day. Well, by lunchtime, we'd done the first 17 of those 12 climbs. And it was 110 kilometres that first day. Be quite honest, I cried a lot that second half, both the pain and just it was a really, really tough space. But I got through it and I got to the end of the first day and we got on a ferry. I was the worst company on earth for the next 4 hours across the channel. And we got up at 5 o'clock the next morning. We rode 111 kilometres, thankfully a bit flatter. And then that final day, it was a really, really special occasion. Ryan, you and I are lucky. We've done some incredible things around the world, and I never take those for granted. But because this was endorsed by World Rugby, it was an event with Child Fund Rugby, who Ron was supporting, and we were raising money for. And we raised, I think, about $250,000 on this ride, which was great. But because it was World Rugby, we had the police escort, 180 of us, riding into Paris in one great peloton.
Imagine.
We did have to keep up with the racing snakes at the front, the kind of the Ricky types, far too fit and energetic for their own good. But we swept into Paris, onto the Champs-Élysées, around the Arc de Triomphe, and we finished looking out across onto the Eiffel Tower. Yeah. And I distinctly remember, I put the bike down, I burst into tears, I walked across to Ron, because this was Ron's final one, and this is somebody who cycled from Cape Town to Brighton in 2015.
Oh,
he cycled from London to Tokyo in 2019 and from Tokyo right the way through Southeast Asia, South America, America, and across to Paris for 2023. His final one, he knew it, I knew it, and just hugged him and we wept and it was just incredibly emotional. And I had my two brothers-in-law with me, my wife Dimitra's brother Fotis and my sister Kate's husband Fargal. Yes. And for the three of us to have done that together, to have raised that money,
how special is that?
And to have done
that, just listening to that, I get goosebumps thinking about that. I mean, that is just the bucket list. So you start, I mean, the world just comes to a grinding halt then, then, and you realize, man, this is so special. Finally, we have him in studio. Dan Nicol is with us this morning as well, in studio, not in Paris or in the UK or somewhere in the world, doing some great work with the Laureus Foundation, also the Nicol Foundation, and now hand in hand with the Johnson Foundation. We'll put all those details online. You're going to want to get one of these jerseys for sure. We've been in them for the last half hour. I just made sure mine's going to smell like me when I get home so no one steals it, because Corin's got a habit of taking these jerseys and me never seeing them again. Not going to happen in my house. Dan, there's still, I want to say, plenty of the year left, but this year's flown by and you've done so much already. What are you up to for the next couple of months before the end of the year?
So there are some cool things happening. Coming up week after next, Tuesday the 14th, it is in Johannesburg, but it will also be online. The Dan Really Likes Wine charity auction.
Norman Goodfellows.
Norman Goodfellows.
I love the guys. They've got a obviously they've got stores in Cape Town, but they got a head off, a hub, a warehouse in Paden Island that I'm dying to go visit, because that's the hub that distributes all the everything everywhere. And Ian, who runs the show that side, is often messaging us, and wherever they can get involved with whatever we do, the guys are very quick to put their hands up and say, we'd love to get involved. So huge congratulations.
Well, they're fantastic, and the team's actually coming down to Cape Town this weekend, and they are supporting me at the Dan Really Likes Wine charity auction on the 14th. You'll be able to bid online through the Strauss website. They're running the auction with me, and that's a great opportunity to support some more terrific causes like Reach for Dream, like the Cape Winemakers Guild Trust, Pinotage Development Academy. We've got that coming up. We have our Dan Nicol Invitational Golf Day coming up, Big Laureus Golf Day in Cape Town. We've got one in Hong Kong as well before the end of the year. And I think this weekend, when we watched the rugby and we lost our voices for the third week running, and we shook our head in disbelief, this wretched team that puts us through so much week in and week out. But when we won on Saturday, that just showed the very best of South Africa. It showed the glorious message, the ability of sport to bring people together. But it also showed that even with power going off and economy being bananas and all the problems we face in South Africa, God knows there are enough of them, there are still such good people in this country. And when I get to do something, whether it's the auction or the jumper for joy that we've got with Johnson, or the golf day, yes, I might be putting them together, but you can't do them without everybody else coming aboard. And you guys are also a wonderful example. You're always getting behind anything I do, anything so many other people do. And when we do that, that shows that for all the troubles we have, this is just such a magical part of the world. And it's led by some incredible people.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is why we love Dan. That is why we love Dan on the show. That is why any time he comes to the city, it is always a privilege to have him on the show. From his lips to your lives, ladies and gents, thanks for lighting up a great World Cup, everybody. Huge thanks to our esteemed guest, Dan Nicol, for being with us this morning. Dan, love your work. We'll have you back. I want to talk more about that auction coming up, because you're back in town for that. So we can raise just a little bit more awareness for people to go online and bid and do their thing. Can't wait to have you back in a couple of weeks' time. Have a phenomenal weekend. I know it's in and out for you, but you have a family back home that are dying to see some of you as
Actually,
well.
The family coming down, and we've got a quiet family weekend in the Winelands this weekend.
Nice. Love it. Absolutely love it. Brace yourselves. Michael, you're Don out in the Winelands.
Dinner with Michael tonight. We'll see you there.
And a quick
shout out to my good friend Oscar Chalupski. Yes. He's facing a hell of a battle with cancer. I know you're going to have him on the show soon.
Yes, absolutely.
One of my heroes.
We're sending love, Oscar.
Toughest we really man are. I know.
Absolutely. Oscar, listen, we're sending love. Can't wait to chat with you in studio, my friend. All the very best as well. We'll chat with you soon. Dan, take care, everyone. We wrap the show up with that. Please get online. We'll have all the pictures of us in our festive gear online at the moment. Dan and the team.
It's our Christmas postcards.
It is.
Yeah, exactly.
Expect the postcard from the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Team and with Dan Nicol in our festive jumpers.
Follow us on Facebook at Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.